man's daughter.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for that. Final text of the programme. Graham says, Ian, I think your lifestyle choice of wanting to be gay has coloured your perceptions. Let me tell you for a final time, nothing to do with a lifestyle choice. I was born gay, and I'm proud of that. I mean, how often do you have to say this? It's coloured my perceptions. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I wish I could end the programme with a more positive text than that, but I thought I would read that out anyway. Now, the one certainty in radio is that one day you're going to leave the show that you've come to love, and as you know, today is that day. After 5.5 years on Drive, this is my final show, and from Monday I'll be presenting the 7 to 10pm slot. Now, I know radio listeners generally don't like change. I remember the howls of protest when I took over from James Whale, but I want you to welcome Eddie Mayer to the programme on Monday. He's one of the best presenters on UK radio, and I know that you're going to enjoy his programmes. And I'm a team player, and in my view, his addition to the schedule makes it even stronger. So a few thanks to finish with. First of all, to my boss James Rea for giving me the opportunity both to present this programme back in 2013 and supporting me throughout, and also for offering me the evening show. I've had 4 brilliant lead producers over the past 5.5 years. Only they know what they've had to put up with, he says, looking at one of them through the glass. But my heartfelt thanks to my current team, Jagruti Dave, Victoria Gardner, and my initial producers, Matt Harris and Laura Marshall. All 4 have become, I hope, lifelong friends. I mean, for God's sake, we even went to see Bat Out of Hell the musical together last night. But my biggest thanks go to all of you, our listeners. Now, when I started this programme back in 2013, I inherited an audience of around 286,000, and I'm proud that I leave Eddie Mayer with 850,000 of you. Earlier, I got a tweet from one of you who happens to be a radio presenter on another station. Okay, it's Jane Garvey. But in her tweet, she said, I'll miss Ian Dale as I cobbled together some vegetarian delight in the kitchen. I've laughed, ground my teeth, felt tearful and shouted, shut up, in just about every show. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what it's all about, resonating with your audience. I know I've annoyed a lot of you with my views on Brexit and probably much else, but I've only ever given my honest opinions, and I think you know that. So thank you for being with me for the last 5.5 years, and I hope as many of you as possible will join me on Monday at 7. Actually, you can join me tomorrow at 10 o'clock too, because I'm going to be sitting in for Matt Fry and sitting in for Nigel Farage on Sunday. What could possibly go wrong? Because, you know, it wouldn't be the same without you. So, Eddie Mayer will be with you on Monday from 4. Nigel Farage will be with you on Monday from 6. But most importantly, I'll be back with you on Monday from 7. It's been an absolute blast. Have a great weekend. See, I'm determined to get to the end of this without blubbing. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Andrew Pearce.
Thank you, Ian. And how do you follow that? A great stewardship of this programme for 5.5 years, and he'll do brilliantly in his new slot, as will Eddie Mayer. Now, coming up in this programme, I'm going to be talking about the cricketing legend, commentator Henry Blofeld. He says Britain is so violent, he's going to move abroad. I wonder what your experiences are of that. HS2.